The Lord Jesus once said that we are destined to bear fruit. Our goal in life should therefore be to bear lasting fruit that is so valuable to God. Ultimately, fruit means reflecting the characteristics of the Lord Jesus. When he is seen in us, God is glorified. In this series, we want to reflect on the individual fruit that the Holy Spirit wants to work in our lives. And since our Lord is always the perfect role model, cf. Mount 11:29, John 13:15, 1 Peter 2:21, we will look directly at incidents from his life where these characteristics become visible. But the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. When we think of self-control, we may initially think of restraint in the use of alcohol. However, the term self-control, self-discipline, means moderation and renunciation in every area of life. This can refer to thoughts, 2 Corinthians 10:5, eating and drinking, 1 Corinthians 10:31, sex drive, 1 Corinthians 7:9, temperament, excessive sleep, and much more. The believer should avoid any form of addiction, whether it is alcohol, tobacco, tranquilizers, shopping, or vacations. The tongue must also be controlled, James 3:1-12. A self-controlled believer knows how to be content, Philippians 4:11-12. Paul says that as someone who runs in a race must be self-controlled if he wants to win, 1 Corinthians 9:25. As soon as something dominates a believer, the red line is crossed, 1 Corinthians 6:12. A lack of self-control is the gateway to temptation, Proverbs 25:28. Examples of self-control in the life of the Lord that we can learn from. The Lord Jesus had only words of grace, Luke 4:22, ready for those around him. Never uncontrolled outbursts. The Lord only wanted to eat when his Father told him to, John 4:31-34. The Lord Jesus cultivated fellowship with his Father while others enjoyed their home, sleep, and comfort, Matthew 14:23, Luke 6:12.